In this episode of Josh Reads Other People's Published Poetry, I'm going to read The Blossoms of Retail by Jill Jones from her latest collection of poems, Viva the Real. The Blossoms of Retail. We become our shopping, something that's not quite feeling, a semi-emotion as if underwater or near tears, unable to breathe or drown. Are we living in the present tense, or another kind of mood? Where are the horses? The planes? All is now the ting machine, like hearts and minds living diffidently with eyes closed. Tiredness streams in the supermarket's eyes, all of this heaviness on shelves, shrink-wrap cackling. There are dry leaves everywhere, bursting in the doors, over the white floor, perpetual death and life entwined like insect swarms, webs, cords. The weights of money and goods topple against our hide, our putty skins, our plastic dresses, over our gritty eyes. The smoke in our torsos, abdomens, our breasts or sexual desires melting around our knees, packages of frozen meat, spider-like movements over our buttocks, tattoos on our ankles in the shape of wings, but faded, distended. We should be laughing. Instead of wandering like evaporated luck or a plot of bewilderment on price tags, sliding doors into the great cavern of the centre full of gems, gowns, movie tickets. And exit signs stretch out like a system, a straight-seeming system that is soon a dead end. A locked door in the shape of wings, but faded. Thank you for listening. And on to the commentary for The Blossoms of Retail. I always find poetry, the titles of poems, interesting because sometimes that is the line taken from the poem, or sometimes they are an idea or an image that the poem is meant to convey or represent. And then you get titles that are in themselves an image, and you're not sure how that image kind of ties into the poem. And then you kind of go, well, maybe I'm overthinking it and I'm just going to enjoy the poem. The Blossoms of Retail. When I read that, the very first time I read this poem, I had this image of retails of flower. Or, like, kind of the stages of retail, you know, like a flower blossoming. And there's all those different stages. We've seen one of those images where, you know, there's really slowed down videos of a flower blooming. So this is kind of interesting image. And then you read the poem itself, and you can kind of read it, well, you can read it many different ways. I think it's one of the good things about a lot of the stories in Jill Jones' book, Viva the Real. But you can read this poem in different ways, and one of the ways I feel like you could read it is that the blossoms of retail, and this is kind of the end of the blossoming. You know, it's blossomed, it's dying. And that's kind of reinforced in the fourth stanza where it says, there are dry leaves everywhere, bursting in the doors, over the white floor, perpetual death and life entwined like insect swarms, webs, cords. So the kind of idea of fading and death. But then there's a repetition in the third last and last stanza where they both end the last line-ish of The third last stanza is, the smoke in our torsos, abdomens, our breasts or sexual desires melting around our knees, packages of frozen meat, spider-like movements over our buttocks, tattoos on our ankles in the shape of wings, but faded, distended. And then the last line, which is sort of the whole stanza, the last stanza, is an exit sign stretch out like a system, a straight-seeming system that is soon a dead end, a locked door in the shape of wings, but faded. And so that kind of repetition of but faded at the end, and that kind of sense of bewilderment that is mentioned in the second last stanza, you get the sense that this is the end of the blossom, that the flower is dying, it's, you know, the petals are falling off, and people are sort of seeing that, you know, what once was a beautiful flower is now just dry leaves, bursting in the doors, over the white floor, sort of the end. But then you could probably read this poem another way. It also, for whatever reason, when I was reading it before I recorded it, It reminded me of like Dawn of the Dead, the kind of Romero Dawn of the Dead, when they always go to shopping centres and always kind of, you know, empty except for those few stray zombies conveniently placed in change rooms for the main character, for someone in the main group to die before they make the inevitable attempt to flee the shopping centre. I don't know why that image popped into my head when I read this poem, but I did get that kind of zombie movie feel, which is totally random and definitely says more about me than it does about the poem. I like the subtle sort of rhyming in this poem. It kind of sneaks up on you. When you read it, when you don't read it out loud, you don't notice it as much. But then again, like most of the poems on this podcast I read, you sort of, you notice the poetry because you hear it when you read it aloud, and you don't, obviously when you're reading it in your head, you don't get that same effect. And I think it was Basil Bunting who said that poetry is meant to be read aloud. Like, if it doesn't sound like poetry, is it really poetry? And I, for the most part, agree with Mr. Bunting. I mean, he was a very good poet. And Jill Jones in this particular piece, and the three quarters of the book I've read so far, does a very good job of that kind of, it's not annoying rhyme where it's just so kind of tumpty-tumpty-tum that you kind of gets in the way of the story. It's just a kind of nice subtle rhythm and rhyme that moves the story along, that reminds you you are reading a poem and not some broken line prose someone's passing off as poetry because they can't be bothered putting a bit of effort into it. And so I hope you enjoy my reading of The Blossoms of Retail. I don't often do this with Australian poetry, but I think you should actually, if you've been enjoying what I've been reading of Jill Jones' work, I definitely recommend going and finding a copy if you can. I don't know if UQP, University of Queensland Press Poetry Series, does do ebook versions, but I definitely recommend going out and finding a copy of Jill Jones' Fever the Real, if I think you'll enjoy it. And that's it for me. Thank you very much for listening. I appreciate you for the time you take to listen to my episodes. Thank you very much.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.